to Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump followed through with more campaign promises, directing the construction of a border wall with Mexico to slow the tide of illegal immigration.
The Secretary of Homeland Security, working with myself and my staff, will begin immediate construction of a border wall. So badly needed. You folks know how badly needed it is. As a help, but very badly needed.
Mr. Trump, who's taking aim at the flow of illicit drugs in the U.S. as well, said Wednesday, "We're going to restore the rule of law in the U.S." He made the remarks to members of the Department of Homeland Security charged with enforcing immigration law. Mr. Trump said a country without a border is no country at all. Rice University analyst Mark Jones said the announcement was not surprising.
President Trump made securing the border and building a border wall a major plank of his both Republican primary campaign as well as his general election campaign. So it comes as no surprise that President Trump is moving swiftly to strengthen the border, secure the border, and build the border wall.
The wall will be a major undertaking, costing billions and covering the 3,200-kilometer-long U.S.-Mexico border. The announcement received sharp criticism from immigrant advocate groups. Nearly 30 people were killed, dozens wounded Wednesday after al-Shabaab militants rammed a car bomb into the gate of a Mogadishu hotel and stormed inside, opening fire. The four insurgents attacked the Daya Hotel, which is popular with Somali politicians. A second blast wounded several other people. The VOA Somali service reported at least two sides of the hotel completely ripped away. Buildings near the hotel sustained massive damage. This is VOA News. British Prime